Licking County Commissioners have voted to transfer the Licking Memorial Hospital property to the hospital after the Hospital Commission terminated the 61-year lease on the land. This was the Hospital Commission's final act before the group was dissolved. The Licking County Health Issues Advisory Committee found in 2004 that LMH was a public hospital. LMH says they're a private, not-for-profit organization. A Columbus police officer is in the hospital following an early Monday morning crash near East Rich and South 4th Street involving a suspected drunk driver. Officers say three others were injured in the crash, but only the officer and one other person was transported to an area hospital. They were both listed in stable condition. The 2:30 a.m. crash remains under investigation. In a surprising move yesterday, Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens says he is withdrawing from the race for Speaker. Stevens had been in a contest against Matt Huffman, a Republican from Lima, who is currently the Ohio Senate President and who is challenging Stevens for the top spot. The vote is set for tomorrow. I'm Eric Brown reporting. State Highway Patrol says they're investigating a two-vehicle fatal crash in Muskingum County from Sunday. Katrina Dawson was headed north on Route 93 when she went left of center and hit a sports car driven by John Butler of Crooksville. Butler was killed in the 2:30 p.m. crash. Troopers do suspect drug impairment as a factor in that crash. You can add another major retailer to the bankruptcy list with nearly two dozen stores closing in Ohio. Furniture and appliance retailer American Freight is planning to close all 328 stores nationwide, including 23 in Ohio. The Ohio Christmas Tree Association and the Ohio Department of Agriculture shipped 100 trees last week to military members serving in Jordan for Operation Evergreen. The trees are especially important since our servicemen and women will not be with their families for the holidays. Trees are donated from all over the Buckeye State. The donation event was held at the Agriculture's Reynoldsburg campus with the help of students and volunteers. I'm Eric Brown reporting.